Yes, so my name is Asia. I was giving you a call about customer support. You left your number. Can I start off by getting your zip code, please?
77802.
Okay, thank you. Can I have your first and your last name?
Fayola Jones Johnson.
Okay, thank you. And can I have you verify your address for me?
2501 East Philomaria Road, apartment number 118, Bryan, Texas, 77802.
Okay, one moment. I'm still here. One moment.
What did you say your name was?
Yes, my name is Asia.
Asia.
Yes, sir. Hold for just a moment, okay?
Okay.
So by looking at this account, it looks like you got our crew set. You paid for the shipping, which is $7.95. You did this on November the 27th. With this, we give you a $100 voucher that you can use online at an online gadget store, but you will be billed around $67.32 each and every month.
No, ma'am. That's what it is. When I got it, it said Kohl's, and I was familiar with Kohl's. It said all I had to do was pay the shipping and handling $7.95. When I got ready and checked my account, I realized that I had an incurred amount of money that I was being charged that I did not give authority for. So they said only the shipping and handling. Then I looked and saw that they had charged the 67, whatever it is. And I was like, oh, no, see, because I'm handicapped and bound in a chair. So I was telling my nurse when she came in that I needed her to get me up so that I could try to see if I could get a number to find out who I had to call. Because when I called the persons on my card, they said I needed to get in contact with the actual merchant. And so it said it was pending. And that's why I saw this number. And I said, I need to call them and tell them to take that off. So I just said the $7.95 I paid for shipping, everything. I just needed to just totally cut that off because I was like, that is not what the advertisement said. And when I looked up, I saw that, and I was like, oh, no, this is not good. I need to call them and let them know that I don't want it because it advertises Kohl's, and then it said all I had to pay was $7.95 for the shipping. When I saw what it was later, I was like, what is this? Because this is not what I read. And then it had taken that, and on top of that, you're telling me per month. So that's ridiculous. I'm on a fixed income. I'm handicapped and bound, and I don't need that. So I need that canceled.
Okay, so what I can do is get your account closed. One moment. I'm still here. One moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for your confirmation number.
Okay, then, just a moment.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
So your confirmation number is 262.
Yes, ma'am.
My bad. It's
262-981-604.
That's correct.
And that was for the 6732?
This is for your account. I closed your account for you, ma'am.
Okay, then. So the 6732 plus the 795 that I've been charged will be taken off?
No, ma'am. This is considered a valid charge, which you did on our website. So what we can do to help you out, you were charged 6732. We can provide you with a 35% refund. You get back to your account $23.56.
Okay, this is what I'm asking. I don't want it, period, because that's not what the advertisement told me. But what I'm saying is you're giving me and saying closing the account. You're saying they will refund
23.56 back into your account. This is considered a valid charge, which you did on our website. Okay, so the best thing we can do for you, ma'am, is provide you with a 50% refund. You'll get back into your account, 33.66. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Okay, I'm trying to understand because I don't want anything taken off my card monthly.
So your account is already closed. This is a refund going back into your account, 33.66. Would you like for me to proceed with that refund?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay, so you will get 33.66 back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, and your account is closed. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Okay, this particular set, it won't come, will it?
Okay. So you enter that contest. So that's a chance to win the sets.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am. And that was in the terms and conditions when signing up. But I did close that account for you, and you will get that refund back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And once that happens, this set and all that mess, in other words, you close my account, nothing else will come off my card. You
That's
gave me
correct.
A 6% refund that is part of the 6732 and the 795.
No, ma'am, this is only for the 6732. So the full amount that you will get back to your account is 3366 back to your account.
Okay. So the 795 shipping and handling, that's dismissed, right?
No, ma'am, we're not giving you that refund back. You only get 3366 back to your account, and your account is closed.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?
So I'm trying to make sure I write this down. I have 6.
Custom, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. So 3366 will go back to my account. That is
That's correct.
6732. And so I don't have to worry about anything else as far as my card. That's been closed, right?
That's correct.
Okay, then, Asia, thank you. I didn't understand because, like I said, it said Kohl's, and I deal with Kohl's, you know. But my daughter, that's a police officer, was telling me, Mom, you know, that stuff like that that come to your email, don't fool with it. If it's just something like that, because I didn't really need no set. That's why I was shocked. I was like, what is this? I don't need no pots and pans because I have a person that comes, well, persons that have to take care of me. And she was like, don't fool with that stuff, she said, because it'll have you in a mess. And sometimes, unfortunately, you can't even, you know, you can't regroup. And I was like, I don't need this. And then you're telling me a month, I just got sick just then. I was like, oh, my God. you know. So I'll just know that something like that, I just deleted from my email because I was totally misguided by it. And I'm just so thankful that you called me back, because somebody called before, it just said telemarketer. And generally when I have that or spam, I'll
yes,
just
ma'am.
Delete it or won't answer it. So I thank God for that. Thank you so much. Because
yes, ma'am.
God knows that just would, Lord Jesus, I'm already, as old people say, robbing Peter to pay Paul. And
yes, ma'am.
That really just upset everything. So thank you so much, Asia. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So that charge was pending and you closed it. That's why I was trying to reach you all, because once it was completed, I had to go through a lot of other things, my daughter was saying, to even try to recover. So
yes,
now
ma'am.
Since it's closed, you saw where it's pending?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. We can't see if it's pending or not.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So if it's pending and it goes through, will they take it back and do the 3366?
So you're going to get 3366 back to your account. It takes 3 to 5 business days for your money to be back to your account.
Okay. And I'm just wondering, will they see that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, they'll see where you closed it so that the transaction won't go through?
That's correct.
Okay, then. So I'm praying. That's why I was saying, let me try to call, and try to do it, because I figured by Monday or Tuesday that the pending transaction would go through.
Okay, so you should see the 3366 back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, then. Well, thank you so much. God bless you. Have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
You too, and thank you for calling us support, and I hope you have a wonderful holidays as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Asia.
Thank you for calling.